Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 23rd day of October, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 28. That frost, it's cold. Winter is a-coming. I could feel it in my bones. I know how in the hell the old folks tell when it ain't going to rain no more and when it is. Anyways, we'll pop through this and we'll go over and we'll see what's in the fucking news.
Times have changed, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's see what we're going to start here with. Flashback, FBI whistleblower testifies under oath that FBI will not allow 11,000 hours of January 6 footage to be released because it would clearly expose undercover agents committing crimes against inside the Capitol. Of course not. There was never supposed to be one fucking record in this United States that was hidden from the people. Not one fucking meeting that was not open to the people. This is not a fucking the government. It was fucking, was created by a constitution that was not. The people never authorized this shit, and it's time to fucking stop it. It's time to stand up like a goddamn man and stop it. What else we don't know? Klaus Schwab signs order drafting U.S. men and women to fight for globalists in World War III. With under what fucking authority that violates the 9th article of the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1779. What fucking authority you got, you old Nazi cocksucker? Try it. If we're going to shoot fucking guns, we better be shooting them in this country and getting your fucking asses out of here. Getting your fucking asses out of our goddamn fucking highest office. Enforcing our law, which is not only our right, it's our goddamn duty that we're derelict in. American men and women are set to be immediately drafted to fight for the globalists in World War III. If Klaus Schwab gets his way after the World Economic Forum leader, who the fuck are you? Fuck your World Forum. Fuck you. We'll blast your fucking asses, pricks. After the World Economic Forum leader was heard boasting that he has signed an executive order. He signed an executive order? Trump's the fucking highest law in this. Trump's my motherfucking individual free sovereign fucking jurisdiction in this country. Oh, fucking, you try it, you motherfucker. I'll shove that up your ass sideways. God damn the fucking Gore. See, this is it. This is how they created the federal government, people. Same fucking shit. You have no fucking authority. You never had none. The people never granted none. The people never granted you fucking permission. The people couldn't grant you permission to become a part of one world fucking order fucking non-governmental agencies led by the fucking 1%. Couldn't have. And you don't give me no fucking orders, you fucking old Nazi. I'll blow your fucking head off, you prick. For fucking tree, you ain't even treasonous. You ain't even from this fucking country. You better keep your fucking ass over there in Switzerland. You come over here, you motherfucker, you, and start fucking thinking you're going to give executive fucking orders. Try it. Compelling the Biden administration to supply American bodies. Like, listen to this shit. It's like going to one of your fucking corporate lords. I mean, one of the lords in the old realms. And say, I want, you know, you're going to provide fucking 500 men. You're going to provide, you know, these people out there trying to fucking dig in the dirt and make a living for their family in a fucking shit fucking house and fuck shit fucking conditions, having to give most of their crop to a son of a bitch sitting on his fucking ass, stinking, drinking fucking wine from a fucking gold goblet while he fucking slops down the fucking food into his 300-pound ass. No, Swab, you ain't getting it, buddy. You fucking try it, you son of a bitch. This is a picture of that fucking freak. Swab made the remarks in an event in Dubai earlier this week where he was speaking to 600 so-called experts on the topic of how to, quote, rule the world. Give her a fucking shot, buddy. Give it a shot. Do it. Quit fucking running your fucking old Nazi mouth. Do it, son of a bitch. When Swab says jump, Biden says how high. I don't really give a fuck. What is Biden when he jumps? Shit falls out of his diaper. He's nothing. None of them are nothing. You have to hire your fucking balls. You're not fucking scary. Got it? Since when did the U.S. have an obligation to fight foreign wars? We don't. We can tell them to shove. They want to fucking fight. They come and try and take our young people. Fucking we'll step out there with our fucking rifles and we use them on their fucking asses. They are not fucking our fucking government. They are not. We've never given them any authority to say one fucking way or another anything in our fucking lives. And they are fucking criminals. They've been criminals since 1875. Well, since fucking Lincoln gave that first fucking order for martial law. Criminals. Blatant, in your face, motherfucking corporate criminals from the old country. I mean, fuck, just right down the fucking line and the people fucking played into it. But we did get that fucking Bill of Rights. I'm sorry. And that motherfucker's absolute law. And it says we got the right to gun your fucking asses down if you try to take our freedoms and our liberties, which you are fucking doing ad nauseum. The elite are happy sending your money overseas forever and sending your children overseas to fight in their globalist World War III. Are we going to let them? Well, fucking, I ain't. You try and fucking draft one of my fucking grandchildren, and you'll see what you fucking get. The Rothschilds admitted his family created Israel as part of the greatest master plan for World War III, and now their agenda is playing out before our very eyes. You think it's just a fucking little handful of these fucking mongrels? A handful. And they're, well, we've planned this right here, and we're going to eat. No, you ain't. I've seen the goddamn footage. This goddamn world is uprising on your ass, ain't it? You're pedaling backwards. You're trying to make fucking idle fucking threats. Give it, just fucking do it, you son of a bitch. I want to see you. Come and fucking do it and see if you get more fucking dead recruiters than you get recruits. The useful idiots on mainstream media were quick to call the attack Israel's 9-1-1, and they were closer to the truth than they will ever realize. Just like 9-1-1 attacks, the government was complicit and the military was ordered to stand down. And just like 9-1-1, the globalist elite are now rubbing their hands together at the prospect of launching more forever wars in the Middle East, more devaluation of currencies, more neglect of the people in favor of war, death and globalist agenda. As Palestine, I could somebody's got a little thing here. As Palestine, I couldn't agree more. Both Hamas and the Israel government are criminals and playing us Palestinians and Israel's like sheep. You know, I mean, they're trying to get any little fucking angle they in to get to. There is a difference between some of the fucking Israelis. No, you fucking kikes are going. Every fucking, there's a video on the site. And they got a goddamn rabbi sitting there telling you that they can kill the fucking children right down, kill the mom, kill the dad, shoot the mom with the fucking baby in their fucking belly. You know why? Preventative maintenance. That kid won't grow up to become a threat. That's what that cocksucker said. I mean, it's got the videos on there. Go fucking look at it. Go look at it. I dare you. I mean, the whole goddamn world is rising up against these motherfuckers and trying to act. It's just like New York, man. They had a fucking hell of a bunch of people out there fucking raising hell. No, you're not. No, you're fucking not. You're not going to extinct the fucking people. So but then they step up and they say, all Americans are behind you. Who in the fuck are you talking about? You don't represent me. You never have, you motherfuckers. You don't represent fucking about 90% of the people in this fucking country, do you? So when you say we're behind you, you're talking about you and the mouse in your fucking pocket. The people have figured this fucking shit out, haven't they? And you're in fucking dire straits. Give it a fucking go. Give this whole fucking thing a go and see what happens to your ass. The Times of Israel, Associated Press, and Al Jazeera are reporting that Egypt warned Israel of a major attack coming from Gaza 10 days before the event on the weekend, but Israeli officials ignored it. They ignored it. I mean, it's just like the bullshit with fucking Franklin Delano Roosevelt, isn't it? Two-week fucking one-hit warning. Fucking, they knew exactly what they were fucking doing. They were all in on it. Yeah, how do you get to a bunch of, you know, about 400,000 Americans out there fucking charging machine gun nests and shit in a foreign fucking country? None of that great generation had a fucking brain in their head. All you did was preserve international communism and win the fucking war between Japan and fucking China and preserved international communist and communism so that they could grow it to fucking become a bigger threat to our people. And now we know why Israel forces took 7 agonizing hours to respond to calls for help from terrorist citizens. Here is Lauren Wentz with more on the stand down order issued by Netanyahu to the Israeli military. Anybody who is still on the fence about whether the hidden hand of the elite is currently orchestrating world events should take a look at this Economist cover from 11 years ago, and you go look at that if you want. I can't show it to you on this. The Rothschilds-owned Economist magazine has a history of uncannily predicting the future with their covers. Let's zoom in on one of the details in the top of the message. Did they have a time machine? And it's just showing them fucking goofy shit. I'm not going over their site. I ain't doing it. The elite plan the future and the adapt to how the public reacts to their plans. Those who know their history understand that the Rothschilds have been trying to claim Palestine's sovereignty for centuries. In 1829, they offered the huge fortune of 35 million pesetas, whatever in the hell that is, to the Turkish sultan. Must be Turkish money. It just tells about it. It's an article telling about the trying to buy it. Now they are making their move in the exact manner Albert Pike told us they would in his foundational Illuminati text published way back in 1871. What do you know? You fuckers are discovering uranium every day, aren't you? That's right. The events that are playing out before your eyes, before our very eyes, have been the world, been the works of for centuries. Klaus Schwab wasn't joking when he said he had penetrated the cabinets of Western democracies, which this ain't no fucking democracy. This ain't even a fucking government. So come on over here and fucking play. We'll get out the real fucking sheet of paper and we'll fucking wipe your ass out with it. Democracy's my ass. And appointed his puppets Biden is fully signed up to the agenda and determined to play his role in the elite's third world war. I mean, I don't believe. I think it's just bullshit. I call bullshit on it. They're not going to. A third world war would entail fucking unleashing the nukes. And they want the wealth. I mean, they want the people dead, but they want the things, the people with like the resources, the people brought to bear. They want all that shit. They don't want to destroy that. They just want to kill the fucking people. That's why you're seeing them do it with a fucking shot instead of a bomb. And I think that's how they would continue with that. Just even that third world war hanging out there. Third world war. If you guys do anything, man, if you rise up and try to stop the third world war, go ahead and see who fights it. What if nobody shows up for your third world war? You ever think of that? What if they show up at their own fucking capitals to fucking hang your ass? Ask yourself this. Will Biden make the situation even worse when he makes what CNN are even admitting is a high-stakes trip to Israel this week? Just fucking get with the fucking program. Let's get this over with. You can bet your bottom dollar he will. Violence begets violence. The elite are determined to send humanity on a race to the bottom while they get richer, tighten the noose around humanity's neck and enact their long-planned agenda for World War III and a one-world government. Does he think so? I think they're fucking putting the one world government in right now, aren't they? I mean, without a war, I mean, I thought I heard myself say Klaus Schwab gave an executive order. Executive to fucking who? I mean, an order to fucking who? You fucking try this fucking shit. You will get shot, you goofy son of a bitches. Maybe you'll get shot. I don't know. Fucking we let little kids get fucking 8 million little kids come up missing every fucking year. And they're being pedophiled by these same motherfuckers. And we won't even stand and fight for little children. I don't know. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing. Yeah, motherfucker, I know you want my fucking donations for your $100,000 fucking set. So you can tell me in 150 fucking ways or 200 ways or 1,000 ways how I'm being fucked and who's fucking me. Like I don't already know, like I didn't know, like I ain't said this fucking 5 fucking years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. U.S. asks all non-essential personnel of embassy in Iraq to leave. Yeah, I know. It's shaping up to be exactly what we said, huh? All those years ago, us tenfold wearing conspiracy theory motherfuckers, what did we say? The first fucking Palestine. And then Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and Turkey, the Ottoman Empire. Maybe they'll call that a third, a proxy third world war. But the idea will be killing people, not destroying property. I can tell you that right now. Breaking: Israeli hostage exposes disturbing account, and this lady talks about it, and. She tells a little bit different story than what they're telling. You got to go watch it. I can't help that. Exclusive: I spent $1,200 getting devil horns and 100 piercings in my face. My mental health has never been better. Well, that's an opinion of a madman. Former president to the Club of Rome and former executive director of the United Nations, Kaylin Gorgishu. The oligarchs run the United Nations, and we know that they have a pedophilia system. And then this guy, he just come in. Yeah, we know, how long everybody know? And let's get real, people. It's sitting right at the top of this fucking front page on this fucking site. Excuse me. Right on the front page of this site, fucking Hunter Biden with little fucking 6-year-olds dressed up like fucking prostitutes doing coke, crack cocaine and pedophiling up a storm. But this guy comes, he puts his fingers together in front of him and stuff. He's got a nice suit on and he fucking says it. Wow. Now, what about all the people that told you had a tinfoil hat and you're a conspiracy theorist? Wow. I mean, this piece of shit here, he looks like a fucking pedophile himself. Alazans Trade Oil Trade says oil could hit $140 a fucking barrel. Well, you know, I've been thinking about this because of the fucking price of gas going up. How about we just say stop right now? American nationals are telling you motherfuckers to stop exporting one fucking drop of our fucking domestic oil. Our domestic oil cannot be sold outside of America. It has to be manufactured in America, and it can only be used in America. Then we can get her down to about 25 fucking cents a gallon, but that would be for the people. And you think if we had 25 cent, I mean, just the total impact on the big picture of the 150 fucking thousand ways they're coming at us. If we had fucking 25 cent gas, people would make money. I mean, fucking people be out cutting wood. You'd have the gas to go here and make deals here and deliver things, and delivery prices to go down. Everything to start going down. I mean, and get rid of that fucking Federal Reserve. Go back to a goddamn gold and silver, no debt attached. And fuck, I'm telling you, this thing would fly apart. But you got to throw that goddamn corporation, that United States corporation, has to fucking go. This is not a corporation. This is our home. This is where we live. It's our fucking land. And you never took it from us through the due process of law that we have guaranteed ourselves as the highest authority in this fucking country. We have the right to shoot you down like a fucking dog if you try to take from us without giving us our due process of the law. And it would have taken an individual with an individual filing. And he better have a goddamn good reason to want anything that fucking belongs to me, because I'm counterfiling. I'm counterfiling for fucking goddamn treason and sedition. And I bet you I can prove my treason and sedition before you can prove that you fucking own my fucking oil, because you can't produce one fucking document signed by me, my grandpa, my great-grandpa, my great-great-grandpa, my great-great-great-grandpa, my great-great-great-great-great-grandpa, my great-great-great-great-great, clear back to before this was a fucking country, that says that you can take our fucking oil that we won through fucking conquest, motherfucker. I mean, this oil thing fucking right here, how easy, people, to fucking fix it. Shut down all fucking exports. I'm going to check and see what the fucking export. I guarantee you they're exporting like a motherfucker. And it's fucking, most of it's sweet crude, but we got enough until our people should be paying about 25 cents. We shouldn't even be paying that. But I mean, that would be a high price. We should be getting our fucking oil for free for what they've stolen from us when it was $40 a fucking, minus $40 a barrel. Did you get that supply and demand thing happen to you and they went and just gave you fucking gas? Hell no, you didn't. It's been a lie since its fucking inception, since they started fucking pumping oil. The fucking goddamn Rockefellers and fucking the son of a bitch and the fucking elite, they've been fucking us every fucking inch of the fucking way since that they got together and put together a constitution that never was, never had the authority of the fucking people, and it's in violation of our fucking Bill of Rights, which is written ratified law, ratified by the representatives of the people. Enforce it. Naturalize all of our fucking resources. If you want to pump oil, you can pump oil. If you want to manufacture oil, you can manufacture it. But it does not leave this fucking country. And you fucking will. And if you fucking try to hold back production to drive the price up, we'll fucking hang your ass from a fucking lamppost. How about that, you motherfuckers? They want to kick this goddamn up till we can't afford to go anywhere. That's a whole goddamn thing. The micro cities, everything to keep you still because you're easier to watch. And then you ain't got enough people to watch us all, motherfuckers. It's not going to work. The fucking oil belongs to us. You try this fucking shit and you try doing $140 a barrel, I don't think you're going to like what happens. Breaking: Pentagon puts troops on prepare to deploy status amid attacks on U.S. And Middle East. Attacks on U.S.? The hell are they talking about? I don't know. Do you know? We'll find out together. This is by Kyle Becker, Trending Politics News. The United States Department of Defense is putting additional troops on prepared to deploy status and escalating tensions in the Middle East. The Pentagon had earlier put military forces on high alert after the surprise attack carried out, surprise my ass. Jeez, that goddamn global shit. You keep on saying it's been proved every which way to Sunday, flat ass right out the gate. This was a false flag fucking set up by the Israelis to try to get more fucking war. Because I don't want to have a nicer house. I don't want to have the better food. I don't want to fucking see my know that my children are going to be all right. I don't want them to have the fucking goddamn assets of this country that belong to them. I don't want that. I want to industrial war complex, man. Let's get some more war going to get some Jews, some more fucking land to steal. Dirty son of a bitches. You think our kids are going to come over there and the meat grinder to give you more, you fucking scum? You'll find out different. The Pentagon had earlier put the military forces on high alert after the surprise attack, my ass, carried out by Hamas against Israel on October 7th. Come on, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Oh, I can't read no more of it. You don't want me reading no more? Now, there you go. I'm going to read some more anyway. On Thursday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin placed approximately 2,000 personnel and a range unit on a heightened state of readiness through a prepare to deploy order, Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina said, and that's what you're going to, I can't wait till the Marines with the high heels attack and get their fucking asses handed to them by fucking men all the men have left the goddamn military because they don't want to be fucking women. They don't want to be treated like women. They don't want to be fucking bossed around by women. Sorry, this fucking fighting shit is a fucking exclusively belongs to the man. So the woman does get involved. In the early days of this country, the women fought as hard as the men when they're coming across the frontier because they, by God, had to. It was that or get fucking killed. But they didn't build, we never built our armies around women. Because women are, I mean, you got thousands of years of men and their testosterone doing the fucking fighting, and you step in here and you, oh, first thing you do is get them as little boys and try to get rid of that testosterone, make the little girls out of the little boys and make them fucking weak. And if you can't do that, make them weak somehow. Just keep making them weaker and weaker. And women, I mean, I see they show goddamn Vikings and they're showing these women fucking leading Viking fucking raids and stuff. The thing that people don't realize, I can sit there and laugh at it. But your fucking children are watching this, don't you see? Your children are growing up not understanding that fucking that is fucking pure bullshit. There's no disclaimer. No, the women weren't leading the Vikings, and they weren't. I mean, they have to have their drama and everything, but it just didn't happen. They were not fucking goddamn noblemen because they were women, and that we all know what the Vikings really did to women now, don't we? Mercy, where were we here? In addition, as reported by open source military intelligence X account, OISINT Defender, a terminal high altitude area defense battery and additional Patriot surface air missile batteries are now being sent to the region to assist in aerial defense. Aerial defense, the fucking Palestinians ain't got, they don't have anything to fight with. Aerial offense against what, a bottle rocket? This is bullshit. This is all being sent over there. And the shit in Ukraine, you want Ukraine jump in with that goddamn whole fuck. We've set up a major fucking army. We set up one in fucking Iraq. Didn't we? We set up one in fucking Afghanistan. Didn't we? In all modern fucking equipment, no matter what these lying pricks are saying. So now you can have you a real mean ass fucking war if you want to. But you go that fucking route, man, and I don't think you're going to like how she turns out. I got a video up here that shows people around the world. I mean, they name all these places. I mean, it's across the planet fucking saying, no, you're not going to fucking do it. But saying it ain't going to cut it, people. These people that you say no, and they just walk right past you like you don't fucking exist. You got to knock them on their fucking ass and stomp on their fucking face and get that no. Oh, yeah, I got to know now. Boom. Well, we'll make that a permanent fucking no then. Terminal High Attitude Area Defense Battery and additional Patriot surface-to-air missiles batteries are also being sent to the region. U.S. Navy carrier groups were dispatched. Think about this. You're talking about 3 million? I don't think there's 3 million. In Gaza, 3 million Palestine, 65% of them are fucking children. So, you know, what percent of men are you really talking here to be sending to carrier groups? I think you got to intend a little more invasion, don't you? You're intending to go and take Lebanon and Syria and Jordan. I mean, you played the game with them, but you better fucking, you better dig in and you better become fucking Arabs again. And you better get ready because these fucking Jews are going to wipe your ass. Hell, they're telling us that, well, not me. But they're telling the fucking Christians of this country they'll kill them. They're supposed to kill. And their babies. Because their babies will grow up to avenge. These are fucking animals. They're not human. And it ain't just a handful of them. And the resistance is very low. I know there's a few out there that are speaking out against it. But I ain't fucking picking fly shit out of the pepper either. When this fucking thing breaks loose, man, you fuck, it's going to... It ain't going to be no stopping it. You watch and see what I tell you. We've been right all along. We get to sit here every day and read things that we talked about two or three fucking 4 or 5 years ago. We get to talk about it and, you know, say, yeah, they're doing it. You know, back then we were conspiracy theorists. We were goddamn terrorists. Still are. Because we dare fucking tell the truth. Tell only fucking terrorists and fucking conspiracy theorists tell the truth, right? That's the way I got it seen anyway. Take a break. And we'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is, oh it is, living in the new world, with an old soul, the rich man north, the rich man, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxing no end, all the rich men, all the rich men. I wish politicians look out for minors, not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the is all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, for people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think, want to know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, because your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations. No, you can't. Don't. Anyways, thanks for what you guys do. We appreciate it. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Oliver Anthony with Richmond, north of Richmond. But I'll tell you what, they're right there in Richmond with you, buddy. They're right up the fucking street from you, buddy. They're fucking... I don't know. I just fucking don't know. We're going to get fucking drafted here. Okay, on October 8th, the USS Gerald Ford carrier strike group was dispatched to the Eastern Mediterranean. Then on October 14th, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower carrier strike group was likewise sent to the Eastern Mediterranean. All of this for a handful of Palestinians with fucking bottle rockets and they got guns? Really? I think you're they're sitting there saying, we're just going to get Hamas. Fuck you, you lying bastards. You know that fucking if Turkey fucking steps into this and Iran step into it with every fucking thing they got, they're going to have to use a nuke to stop them. And then Pakistan then said, hey, yeah, we'll give nukes to fucking Turkey so to protect themselves from fucking Jewland. This could get really fucking interesting, but I'll tell you what, if they can get enough fools over there to start fucking playing that game, and that leaves America wide open for the people to take the son of a bitch back, doesn't it? Are you going to are you going to have your troops defending Israel or defending the United States unlawful violation of the fucking law, international corporation here in the United States of America? Which is it going to be? Because we're not putting up with this shit anymore. And you're running out of fucking goddamn... You painted yourself in a corner and you keep painting and painting. All you got left is your fucking shoe heels. The Pentagon on Saturday issued a public briefing on its current military preparation. Should the U.S. be drawn further into the armed conflict? Well, we're not going to be. That's why you're sending... How much it takes to move a fucking carrier group? That's why you're sending over there and you're talking about boots on the ground and everything. You think we're fucking stupid? Just stop it. If you're going to do it, get your fucking Marines over there in their fucking high heels and we'll fucking deal with your asses here. See how that works out for you. What do you think? Get rid of all these fucking kikes out of this country and everybody else who's come here fucking unlawfully. And hey, you know, we'll have a pretty nice place to live, people. Go back to fucking the free enterprise system with fucking debt-free money. Oh, we'll all be living like Saudi kings. Can't have that. There's only a few fucking freak, pedophilic pieces of shit. That's why they grab it, the That's why the mammon gravitates to them, because they've always been that way. Clear back to the days when they had castles and caves. I mean, they fucking, it's always been that way. They've always pedophiled fucking children. And now they're trying to make it look like it's, well, it's the elite. And even with their bug fucking program, you're going to eat bugs, but not the elite. That's kind of reminds me of the book I read in fucking when after the Russian Revolution. And then they, you know, they went around and they took everybody's stock. They took all their seed. They couldn't grow nothing. The country had to starve the country down. And it was like a bowl of rice and a fucking fish head a day. Then, after about 2 or 3 weeks of this fucking show, well, you had to get fucking steak and lobster up to the fucking the elite of the fucking unelite of the communism where elitism can't exist. Because you know what the excuse they gave was? These are the people that are doing the thinking, so they need more protein for their brain. And you need less for yours. Because we're going to think for you. You're going to do what we tell you. You're going to fucking work, and we're going to sit on our fucking asses and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Okay. First, I redirected the movement of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group to the Central Command Area of Responsibility. This Carrier Strike Group is in addition to the USS Gerald Ford Carrier Strike Group, which is currently operating in the Eastern Mediterranean Sea. It will further increase our force, posture, and strength, our capabilities and ability to respond to a range of contagions. And then, you know, they start in one of these articles I read, they start talking about, why the fuck we give a shit? We have no interest in Ukraine. They say they're going to save us from something? What? What are you going to save us from, you fucking fools? Anybody that goes over there, you're probably already messed up in the head anyway. You're probably wearing high heels and waiting on your sex change operation. If they can even get enough people to fill the fucking army, we'll see. I have also activated the deployment of a terminal high altitude area defense THAAD, I guess it is, battery, as well as an additional Patriot battalions to locations throughout the region to increase force protection for U.S. forces. See, that's kind of a way of walking around saying you got people on the ground that have to run those things. Now, don't you? Finally, I placed an additional number of forces on prepare to deploy orders as part of a prudent contingency planning to increase their readiness and ability to quickly respond as required. Your army shit, buddy. There have been a number of attacks involving U.S. military forces and its allies this week. What? Now you said there was no boots on the ground yet. Were they throwing rocks at the aircraft carrier? I don't know what the fuck it is. As reported by the military analyst site, Task and Purpose, there were two drone attacks on the Al-Assad air base in western Iraq on Wednesday that left U.S. troops slightly injured. Okay. The drones were damaged or destroyed, according to military reports. Right. The U.S. military also destroyed a third drone in an attack in northern Iraq, according to SITCOM. No injuries from that attack were reported. In this moment of heightened alert, we are vigilantly monitoring the situation in Iraq and the region. U.S. forces will defend U.S. and coalition forces against any threat. Why? The SITCOM statement states about the drone attacks. The Associated Press reported on Wednesday that the Tashkent al-Houthis and Iranian-backed militia claimed responsibility for the drone attack. They just have a list of drone attacks here. We'll go to something else. Fuck this. There's plenty. I mean, if you just want to read about, there's a new knife. I can notice them pretty good. There's so many. I mean, I look like a fucking porcupine. I mean, you can't notice that new knife in your back. You can't really react to it, I suppose. Let's see here. Missouri versus Biden exposes government attempt at systematic tyrannical censorship. This is the most important issue of our time. No, I think that, you know, actually the fucking people know everything. They've got it out there. I mean, it's all crumbling around them. But, I mean, the censorship we put up, they talk about, you know, like this shit with Google and what might have you. But the real censorship's going on in China. I guarantee you they have places big as fucking aircraft fucking hangars. I mean, big aircraft, B-52 fucking hangars, full of fucking little fucking nips with, I mean, dinks with goddamn computers. And they're fucking, you know, I've seen so much information disappear off of the computer. I mean, and not to mention, you now have the Ministry of Truth solidly in fucking charge. I mean, they can't fuck with us because, well, we're not licensed by them. We never ask permission. We just fucking do it. Breaking cardiac arrest events in Victoria, Australia are now at the highest level ever recorded. That's another video. Sorry. Here's the one I was talking about. I should play this anyway, but I don't want to play it if people on the phone can't hear it. But if you can get to it, go look. God commands us to kill children. Rabbi Yaron Reuven, a hardline cleric of Israel. It just fucking says it, yeah. And you read Deuteronomy and it says, yeah, it's right there. Kill them little fuckers. They also grow up and they'll avenge their fathers. I mean, that's not Jew. That's fucking goddamn warfare. The world does not support this war, and this is the one I was talking about. I'll play it to the point so I can say all the countries where they're rioting in the fucking street. Maybe I will. Give me a second here, man. Wow. I'll never do it like that. Let me turn it way down. I just want to say the countries. These are countries where they are rioting. Right now, we're going at Cairo, Baghdad, Amman, Istanbul, Toronto, Alicia, Vienna, Berlin, Frankfurt, Beirut, Damascus, Paris. I think that covers them. But I mean, there's people in the fucking streets. Tons of people. But it doesn't matter because you know what? They don't give a fuck. You think if you go out there and you stand in the fucking street and scream at top, you think it's going to change in the morning? You're going to turn on the TV? Everybody went out there and shouted and we just fucking quit. There's only one way these fucking people stop. You have to stop them physically. There's no other choice. You can sit there and lie to yourself and pretend and daydream and think about anything you want, but there's only one way to fucking stop them. You have to use fucking brute fucking force. You have to fucking kill them to stop them. Leading World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Noah Harari, oh, that little son of a bitch, I hate him. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where you go or who you meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. I mean, it's like your heartbeat. I look at this little communist son of a bitch, and I tell you, I'd love to meet him just for about 5 minutes. Must launch Zionist control of influencers and media exposed. 8,200 Israeli intelligence op exposed. And again, this is, if you want to see these, you got to go over to the site. Breaking news. Israel is putting an indefinite delay on their ground invasion of Gaza after China Navy fleet shows up in region. And this is where I talk about the bullshit. Because you know why China has that fucking, we sold them that fucking aircraft carrier. And they sent 3 American generals over there to try to put those dumbass dinks to make them something that they're fucking not and can never be. And I mean, I've watched the history on them. They're dumb son of a bitches. They don't have the capacity for creativity in their minds. They can work like a fucking worker ant. You show them how to do something repetitive, they'll do it all fucking day long and just leave a screw loose every fucking once in a while. But I mean, for innovativeness and you know, like we would take if you was really at war, not a chance. They outnumbered the Japanese so grossly it wasn't even fucking funny, and Japanese just fucking bitch stomped them. And we wouldn't have them to even worry about. Except we went over there to preserve international communism and hand half of Europe over to the fucking communists. That's what we did. They were looking out for us again, guys. They do it all the time. I'm so glad we have them, aren't you? Wait a minute. No, I'm not. What the hell was that? Okay. The moderator of a World Economic Forum panel titled Shaping a Shared Future, Making the Metaverse. The wealthy will be able to travel, but the poor will use virtual reality headsets to travel to the same place from their own couch. Are you listening to this? These motherfuckers have more gall. They just got a yard of fucking guts, man. And you know why they're arrogant out there and talking like this and saying anything? The moderator of a World Economic Forum panel titled Shaping the Shared Future, Making the Mediaverse, the wealthy will be able to travel, but the poor will use virtual reality headsets to travel to the same place from their own couch. You want to bet, you little son of a bitch? I think I'm going to go to Mount Everest, and I'm taking you with me, and I'm going to throw your fucking ass off of there. I mean, the gall. Think about what they're fucking saying to us, people. Unmitigated gall. Why did Sarah Silverman say this on Bill Maher's show, and why did her fellow Jew gesture to keep quiet as if she's not supposed to be saying it? Do you have a code we Gentiles don't know? They have several, believe it. And again, you have to fucking watch it because it's a goddamn CIA Iran sinister plan to trap Israel exposing. I'd laugh. Oh, fucking right. You fucking, point your fucking finger at me, fucking Biden, you prick. Attorney fired for alleged anti-Semitic comments. Hitler should have eradicated all of you. You know, that's just promoting the fucking idea of the false fucking genocide. And that's what I watched the video, and that's what, go out there and say, yeah, he should have got all of you instead of 6 million when he didn't get 6 million. Yeah, too bad that they weren't wiped out, but I mean, they ain't going to get wiped out as long as they have their fucking American attack dogs that they fucking own. And tell the people, say, you know what, shove it up your fucking ass. You want to fight, get your goddamn gear on. Go on over there and fight for these motherfuckers. Just then, Israel is threatening to cut off the head of the snake and launch an attack against Iran if Hezbollah joins the war. No, I don't believe it. Why a wave of anti-Semitism is sweeping across China? China? Yeah, because it's propaganda, that's why. This is by Sophie Yan, The Telegraph. Sitting in front of a map of the world, Chinese influencer Su Lin has been live streaming rants in support of Hamas and against Israel since the war broke out. Coming almost every day, they are rife with anti-Semitism. I'm sure they are. Because you got to act like there are some good Jews out there. There are some good ones, guys. I'm not playing that fucking game. And some of you fucking Christians want to step up and fucking get your ass put in a fucking hole trying to defend any of them motherfuckers. Step up. Moss is still being too soft, going away too easy, says Miss Sue, who has nearly 1 million followers online in one video, adding that the Israelis are lackeys of colonialism. No, they're nobody's fucking lackeys. They're the chosen people, remember? We're the fucking goyim lackeys of colonialism, my fucking ass. Should they be captured? She shouts into a microphone, referring to Israeli citizens taken hostage. Israel is now just a Jewish version of Nazi militarism. Ugh. Miss Sue's videos are part of a wave of anti-Semitism that has emerged online in China since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Beijing allows such sentiments to be shared on its heavily censored internet provides some insight into what narrative the ruling Communist Party is willing to promote on Israel's Palestine conflict. Yeah, you got to have these different fucking sides. Nothing goes up on fucking Chinese TV. It's the government. Call it what it is. This is the Chinese government talking. This is the head they use to fucking do the talking. You speak one word out of line, you'll be parted out that fucking evening. No two ways about it, people. China has so far refused to condemn Hamas for its attack, angering Israel, risking Beijing's relation with the country. For years, Beijing has called for a two-state solution to establish an independent Palestine, a message that leader Xi Jinping reiterated this week in his first public remark since the war erupted, calling it a fundamental way out. Now, remember, they got a carrier heading over there. But who's in command over there? That's right, three American generals. They're the ones that have been putting these fucking... They're too fucking dumb to do it. I'm telling you, people, they do not have the creativity. If you put a puzzle in front of them and show them how to work it, or, like I said, any kind of repetitive work, like putting screws on the end of a screw and tightening it, they'll do it all the fucking day long. All right, worker bees. But they have no fucking initiative in their minds. I mean, they can't create. They have no creativity. They've been fucking goddamn enslaved for too fucking long. I'm not saying they couldn't have creativity if their minds were freed and they were allowed to fucking, you know, think about. I mean, they're afraid to think about the wrong fucking thing. I mean, try to be innovative with that as your fucking goddamn backdrop. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this for today. I'm pretty burnt. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. I'm almost done, though. I really am. The day after tomorrow with another episode of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast. Until then, just look at this shit for what it is. You know, it don't matter what the fuck it is. It is not going to change until we all get on that same fucking page. And it may not happen until they start coming to our fucking doors. And they are starting to come to people's fucking doors. There were a couple of videos up showing them fucking trying to kick a guy's door in, and he shot through the fucking door and they took off running. They're getting more bras in. It's happening around here where I'm at. In Klamath Falls, I mean, they're busting. Just need to be sitting there in your living room. They bust through your fucking door with guns and shit and fucking, well, rob your ass here, man. Well, how'd you get in the third world in just such a short fucking time, people? Oh, I know how. I vote change. Fucking ignorant motherfuckers. You look what your voting is. Fucking look where it's taking us. At least just step back and say, hey, I voted all along. Look where we're at. I guess that wasn't such a fucking good idea, was it? Anyway. We'll be back day after tomorrow. That is The Word from the Trenches.